Kiss.
This is Big Papa in the Morning.
Are y'all ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
Oh! Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob SquarePants!
Absorbent and yellow and porous is he!
SpongeBob!
All right, Big Papa in the Morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Then drop on the deck and flop like a fish!
Central New York's own SpongeBob SquarePants, Tom Kenny on the phone. Tom, good morning. How are you, dude?
Big Papa, yeah! Gary, it's Big Papa. Ah, how you doing, Big Papa?
Dude, I'm fantastic. Number one, welcome home.
Thank you.
Does it ever get old hearing the theme song?
No, you know what? I love it. Like, people ask me that all the time. Like, man, 10 years, does it get old? I'm like, no, because it's great to be on a show that people, like, care so passionately about that you go, you know, when people aren't playing the theme song, then I'll start to lose sleep.
Oh, well, every time the theme song plays, you know, that means you're making more money, right?
Well, I didn't write the theme song, unfortunately. It's kind of a public domain sea shanty, but it's actually a little trivia. The guy who sings the theme song is a guy named Pat Pinney that was the voice of Mighty Mouse.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. So a little cartoon trivia.
Again, we're talking to Tom Kenny and the creator, the SpongeBob SquarePants. Now, you're a local boy, right?
Yes, I am. I'm from East Syracuse, New York, and, you know, went to Bishop Grimes High School, a little Catholic high school in East Syracuse, and been out here in L.A. for quite some time. Did stand-up for a while, stumbled into voice acting in the early 90s, and, you know, it keeps on going. You know, SpongeBob is 10 years old now, 10th anniversary.
So here's a question for you, Tom. How, you know... I've been in the radio for, you know, pretty much since I was 17 or so.
You're like me.
And how do you get into, like, the voice acting thing? Like, I know when you go to Hollywood and you're like, I'm going to be an actor, and you go on auditions and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But voice acting...
You got it. I mean, you know, for me, I did everything wrong. I stumbled into it through stand-up. You know, I was doing stand-up comedy, and I made my living at that for quite a while, but I haven't done it for, you know, for real in about 15 years. But
well, that's because you got the SpongeBob checks coming in.
Comedy club and said, hey, you know, I'm with Hanna-Barbera. Have you ever thought about doing cartoon voices? You do a lot of voices in your act. And I said, yes, I've thought about it every day. That's what I really want to be doing. I want to be Mel Blanc. I don't want to be a stand-up guy. And they said, show up tomorrow and we'll read you on some stuff. And that's what happened. And, you know, you were talking about auditioning. I mean, even now, even when you're on, you know, I'm on a probably half a dozen series, animated series at any given time, with SpongeBob being obviously the most popular. But, you know, I still have to go out there and audition for every job. And, you know, people go, wow, you still have to audition? You know, you're SpongeBob. And I go, man, I was sitting on the couch in the waiting room next to Dan Castellaneta, you know, Homer Simpson. He was. If he's got to audition, you can make damn sure that I got to audition.
Wow, that's absolutely amazing. Again, Tom Kenny, SpongeBob SquarePants, a brand new song is going on, right? That's what's going on?
SpongeBob has his first holiday single out, which I did write, along with another local boy from Saratoga County, a guy named Andy Paley. And we wrote a song for SpongeBob that's on iTunes now and Amazon. And it's also a bonus track on the recent SpongeBob's Greatest Hits CD. And it's called Don't Be a Jerk. It's Christmas.
Very cool.
Can you hear my piano?
I sure can.
Here, we'll give you a little of it.
All right, go for
it. We around the world and saw that the world was turning into such a haven for jerks. We wanted people to can it for one day at Christmas. All right, we're going to bring it around.
Bring joy to the world. It's the thing to do. But the world does not revolve around you. Don't be a jerk. Please, Big Papa. It's Christmas. There's a sign above the line that says express. That means 10 items or less. Don't be a jerk. Listen to me, Big Papa. It's Christmas.
Absolutely awesome. It's Tom Kenny, SpongeBob SquarePants. For all of your SpongeBob needs, you can go to...
Yes, don't be a jerk, it's Christmas. It's 99 cents, for God's sake.
That's right, just go to iTunes.
Right, exactly. I know how to do that, but that's why I have kids.
Dude, I got it last night. Don't be a jerk, it's Christmas. Just search SpongeBob on iTunes. I got it last night.
Oh, thanks, Big Papa. You rock.
Hey, anything I can do to support the local, man.
I love it. Same here, man. Same here. I was just in Syracuse for Thanksgiving. Had a great time.
I was gonna say, how often do you get to come back with you being in Hollywood?
Well, you know,
so much?
My wife and my two kids and I either do. You know, we got Chicago and Syracuse going on between the two spouses. You know, so
okay.
So we usually do either Thanksgiving or Syracuse or Christmas in Syracuse, and then we always come back over the Labor Day week and do the State Fair. You got to look at a butter sculpture.
Oh, absolutely! It's all about the butter sculpture. It's all about finding something.
Snowmen
that's...
in winter, butter sculptures in summer.
And it's
CNY.
And stuff that's fried and fat chicks and spandex.
Man, stuff that you never thought they could fry.
So here, SpongeBob has been around for 10 years. It doesn't seem like that long, does it?
It doesn't to me, no. I mean, it doesn't seem that long. It's amazing to think that, you know, and I did the pilot 12 years ago in 1997. We made a little 7-minute short film that became the series 2 years later. And, yeah, it's amazing. And, you know, I still do all kinds of other cartoons. I do Rabbit for Winnie the Pooh and Iron Man for, you know, the Marvel cartoon. And but, you know, I don't know, there's just something special about SpongeBob. And kids don't age out of it. You know, kids that were 8 years old 10 years ago are, you know, sitting in their college dorm room still watching it. And, you know, I get letters from, like, you know, old folks' homes and prisons and preschools. You know, it's across the board.
It's absolutely amazing. Again, Tom Kenny, SpongeBob SquarePants, Don't Be a Jerk, It's Christmas. It's available on iTunes. And you can
never be a jerk, Big Papa.
No, I'm not going to be a jerk, SpongeBob.
You look at people who aren't jerks.
Well, that's, you know, I'll tell you what. I was adorned to you because my real first name is Gary.
Ow, I do him too.
Give me some Gary, Tom.
Oh, Gary, Big Papa wants to speak to you. Oh, good sale.
So SpongeBob, of course, it's on Nickelodeon, and are you getting any of the back end, like all that merchandise and all that stuff? Is that part of your deal? Say yes.
When you say, am I getting any back end, that's not like a Tiger Woods that joke, is it?
No. And okay.
Unfortunately, since I didn't create the show, Steve Hillenburg did. I don't get any of that. I don't get any of that merchandise dough, but I get paid if it talks. You know, if it's a talking pair of underwear, then I make a couple of pennies.
Okay, so everyone in Central New York, whenever you go and buy SpongeBob paraphernalia, make sure it talks.
If it doesn't talk, you leave it right there on that shelf.
Absolutely. And the video game. You did the voices for the video game and stuff, right, too, right?
You know, the great thing about SpongeBob is that, about the job, is that I've done his voice on every single SpongeBob product that's ever come out, which isn't always the case. But luckily for me, the creator is a guy, he wants consistency, and he says, you know, Tom is SpongeBob. I don't want to hear anybody else's SpongeBob voice coming out of any product. You know, he's this guy's SpongeBob, so he does everything. So that's kind of good for me.
Absolutely. It's Tom Kenny, SpongeBob SquarePants, Don't Be a Jerk, It's Christmas, available on iTunes. Tom, did I lose you? Hello, Tom. Oh, we lost Tom. But I'll tell you what, it was absolutely awesome to get Tom Kenny and SpongeBob SquarePants, Don't Be a Jerk, It's Christmas. I ran out of time with him. That's just, unfortunately, that's just what happens. Disconnect. But you know what? I will play the full song for him, and go get it on iTunes. It's Don't Be a Jerk, It's Christmas. It's SpongeBob SquarePants.
Ahoy, everybody. SpongeBob here. Christmas means presents and mistletoe, sharing and caring. So during this most festive season, please, don't be a jerk. Bring joy to the world. It's the thing to do. But the world does not revolve around you. Don't be a jerk. It's Christmas. There's a sign above the line that says express. That means 10 items or less. Don't be a jerk.
Don't be a jerk.
It's Christmas.
SpongeBob SquarePants, don't be a jerk. It's Christmas. Tom Kenny was absolutely awesome. Much love to him. He's such a New York guy. He's from Syracuse. He, you know, just before we went on the air live, he talked about Utica Club. So very cool.